You're listening to Amud Vechazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Masecha Shabbos, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. So the Gemara just established that Rabba has a greater shear for Bein HaShmashos. He says it is 9/12 of a meal, while Rav Yosef says it is 8/12 of a meal, which is really reduced to Rabba saying 3/4 of a meal and Rav Yosef saying 2/3 of a meal. And now the Gemara is going to say that it's interesting because we can really it's like flipped opinions, right? V'chilfa b'chalta. It's switched from a different machlokas that Rabba and Rav Yosef have, where it's actually going to be also a 2-3 switch, where Rabba is going to say a smaller shear and Rav Yosef is going to say a greater shear. So Dama Rabba. So in the case of a chalta, Rashi says it's kiveres, which means like literally means like a beehive. It's like a beehive-like basket, a large basket. Bas tre kore, if it's a chalta that can carry 2 kor, which is rather large. A kor is 30 seah, so we're talking about it can carry 60 seah here. So shari l'taltula, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Ubas tlasa kure, but if it's 3 kor, can carry that much. Aser l'taltula, it is forbidden to move it around because, as Rashi says, it is considered. It doesn't have Torah's kli on it, and therefore it's muktzeh. If it's not a kli, but if it's only 2 kor, under 3 kor, you are allowed to move it. It has Torah's kli. So that's Rabba. The Rav Yosef Amar bas tlasa kure nami shari. He permits even if it's 3, and bas arba kure aser. But if it's 4, that's what Rav Yosef says. That's too much. So we see the opposite. Rav Yosef has a greater shear over here. He says that the shear that's permitted is even 3 is permitted and 2 is not. And Rabba says no, even 2 is not permitted. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, "By mine demar, I asked b'shas maisa. I actually had a halakha maisa question. I asked Mar, referring to his Rebbe Rabba, and Rav Yosef could be Rav Yosef also, but Rashi says Rebbe Rabba. And he asked him, Vafilu bas tre kure lo sharili. His opinion, you know, is on record is you know, a little bit more makel than what he was in real life, because he didn't even let me to move if it was 2 kor. Kiman. So whom is this in accordance with? This chumra of not even 2. Kahai tan, like the following tan, it's non, we learned the Mishnah, kiveres akash, vikiveres akonim, ubor svina alexandris, one of these baskets with straw, or, right, these like beehive type baskets with straw, or with reeds, or a pit on a boat, like an alexandris, an Alexandria, pit on a boat. Rashi explains what this means. It means that there is it's a svina gadolish, a portion of a bayam, and they heap water in here because you can't drink the salt water at sea. So they would have these like large, like pits to carry water that they brought on the boat, drinking water. So afal pi sheyeshlehem shulayim vehem machazikim mem seya, right? Belach shein kurayim biyavish tahorim. That right, even though that they have shulayim, that they have like bottoms that can hold, and that they can hold things, and they can hold 40 seah in them, when belach with things that are liquid, shehin kurayim biyavesh, which equals 2 kor when it's dry, meaning can hold 2 kor of dry things, tahorim, they are tahor. Why are they tahor? So, right. So I mean, Rashi will explain over here because. It can only become metalton can only be mekabel tuma if they can be moved while they're empty or while they're full. And things that can hold that are this large, that they hold two cores worth of stuff, they can't really be carried they can't be moved with the 2 kor in them because like the kli will break. So therefore, something that is this large cannot be mekabel tuma, and therefore they're tahorim. And if they can't be mekabel tuma, then they're not considered a kli. So we see over here a shita in this Mishnah that talks about something that's 40 seah belach, but it's 2 kor with dry things, meaning a basket that can hold 2 kor is not considered a kli. That must be Rabba's chumra when Rabba spoke to me. And then Abaye just adds, Amar Abaye, Shema Mina, we learn from here, Hai Gudsha Tilsa Have, that this Gudsha, like a Gadish, like it means like a heap of something. So these things that are dry things that are piled up R3, or sorry, R3rd. Meaning that when it's dry, it can hold a third more when it's wet because it's like heaped up, it's piled up at the top, like by the rim. So, right, we see over here that, right, because it can hold 40 seah when it's wet, and it's 2 core, which we explained that each core is 30. So 2 core is 60 seah when it's yavesh. So he's just saying that, right, if it's 40 seah with liquid, but if it's solid and it can be piled up and heaped up, then you get an extra third, right, which is because it'll be 60. It'll be 60 seah as opposed to 40 seah, so it's a third of the total 60. You get that extra third beyond the 40 seah if it's dry. Okay, so that's what he notes. Abaye chazaya l'Rava deka da'avi l'marav. Abaye saw Rava. He was like looking towards, he was like gazing at over the west, in the western sky to determine if it was Shabbos yet. Right, Rashi says, "Ma'bit be'erev Shabbos liros im yesham adum damumus chama." Trying to see the redness of the sun, so he's looking in the western, in the west where the sun was setting, basically. Amar lei, Abaye said to him, "V'hotanya calls much of name Mizrach ma'adimin." He says, "As long as the eastern sky is red, that will be a determining factor to whether it is Banish Masos yet. So why are you looking at the western side of the sky?" Amar Lei, so Rava says back to him, "Mi savrat pnei mizrach mamish? Lo, pun, you thought it means like literally the eastern side actually of the sky? No, lo. Panim hamadimin es mizrach. No, it's talking about the face that reddens the east, meaning the west." Rashi explains over here, as the Gemara is going to momentarily, he says, "Le'erev chama shokas b'marav, the sun sets in the west. V'zaharurei hachama madimin es hamizrach. And the rays, the light of the sun that is setting in the west, shines towards the east. Kichalon, like through a window. Kishachama nichneses ba mademes kosel shekenegda. Right? When the sun comes in through the window, so it shines, like, right, it shines on the opposite wall. So when we talk about, yeah, the reddening of the sun in the east, but that's happening from the west, and you want to look at the west to really determine, whether it's Banish Mashos or not. Igda Amri, there's some who learn this story a little bit differently, but it's the same idea. Rava chazai le Abaye deka da'avi le'mizrach. So Rava saw Abaye looking towards the east. Amar Lei, he said to him, "Misarvat penei mizrach mamish? You thought it means that? Panim amadimin es hamizrach." It's talking about the sun, the thing that's shining the redness towards the east, meaning look towards the west. V'simenecha kavisa. And the simon for you should be a kavsa. Rashi says chalon kemoshe pirasti, meaning if you're having trouble understanding what I'm saying, says Rava, imagine a window. That's what Rashi explained to us earlier. Okay, next, Rabbi Nechemia Omer Kadeshi Halechad Mishitishka Chama Chatzimil. Rabbi Nechemia says that starts at Shkias Chama, and then it's the time that it takes a half a meal that is Banish Mashos. Amar Rabbi Chanina Rotsa Leidashi Urosha Rabbi Nechemia Inia Chama Berosha Carmel V'yared V'yitbol Bayam. So someone who wants to know exactly the shear of Rabbi Nechemia, this is what you should do. If you're on Har Carmel, which is a high point where you can actually see, Rashi explains that you can see the sun even after it's already setting, because you're at the top of a mountain. So you see it at that point. You see the sun setting. If you go down and you tovel in the sea there, v'yale, and you come back up, zehu shiuro shel Rabbi Nechemia. That's the amount of time of Rabbi Nechemia. Omer Avchia Harotza Liros Be'era Shel Miriam. Like once we're talking about Har Carmel, so Avchia says, if you want to see the Be'era Shel Miriam, if you want to see the Be'era Miriam, Yale Lerosh HaCarmel, you should go up to the head of Har Carmel. Vayitzbe Vayira Kimin Kavara Bayam, and look out into the sea, and you're going to see something that looks kind of like a sieve, like this large thing that's like a sieve in the sea. Vazuhi Be'er Shel Miriam, and that's going to be the Be'er of Miriam. You can actually see it from Har Carmel. So you can't just figure out. Not only can you figure out Rabbi Nechemia's shear from certain actions that you would do on Har Carmel, going down and toveling, coming back up, but you can also see the Be'er Miriam. Amarav. Rav says, once we're talking about Be'er Miriam, so the Gemara is quoting this, Mayan Metaltel Tahor, a Mayan, a spring that can move around is considered Tahor, and you can use that as a mikvah, and it's good. Vizehu Be'er Shel Miriam, and this, the example of that, or maybe the only case of that, is the Be'er of Miriam. Right. So it's not, so the Bear Miriam, it was this large, Mayan, like a spring that was able to move around. It's not Makabel Toma, and you can tovel in it. And that is that. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Bein Hashmashos, Rav Yehuda, Kan and Tovlin Bo. So Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that the Bein HaShmashos of Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohanim are able to tovel in it, right? Meaning during that time. And so what this halacha is referring to is that in order for Kohanim to eat truma after they become tameh, so they need to go to the mikveh when it's still daytime. And then they could eat it after nightfall. If it's already nightfall, that tefillah doesn't count, right? If they already toveled after its nightfall, so then they can't eat truma that night. They have to wait the next night to eat truma. So if they toveled during the Bein HaShmashos of Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda considers Bein HaShmashos, that would be a good tefillah. So the Gemara asks, Leman, so it's a good tefillah according to who? To whom? Elaim, if you're going to say the Rabbi Yehuda, Sveikahu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, right? The term Bein HaShmashos indicates there's a suffix. It's a suffix yom, suffix lila. And we would be machmir for deraisa like tuma for truma. So how can you tell me that during Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShmashos, Rabbi Yehuda would allow a tefila? So it can't be according to Rabbi Yehuda would be mutter. Ela Bein HaShmashos Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabbi Yosi. Rather, it must be that we're saying that the Bein HaShmashos of Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yosi, Kohan and Tovlin Bo, that the Kohanim can Tovlin it, right? Because Rabbi Yosi holds that the Bein HaShmashos is Keheref Ayin. It's in the blink of an eye. So when does that blink of an eye happen? So presumably later on, not when the sun starts to set, but there's some blink of an eye moment, well after the sun sets, that is considered the Bein HaShmashos. And so therefore, Rabbi Yossi would say during Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShmashos, like an earlier portion of his Bein HaShmashos, the Kohen can still tovel. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, this is Bein HaShmashos, and therefore we have to be machmir, and they can't tovel during that time. So the Gemara says, pshita, that's obvious, right? I mean, of course, that's the case. Right, if you know the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, you know the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, so you know that Rabbi Yossi is a later Shita than Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Rabbi Yossi would matir toveling during the Bein HaShmashos of Rabbi Yehuda. That's clear. Why would Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel have to teach us that? So Gemara says, Ma'adusheima, what would you have said? Bein HaShmashos Rabbi Yossi meishach shayach b'Rabbi Yehuda. I would have thought that Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShmashos is at the end of Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShmashos, but it overlaps. Meaning, yes, Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShmashos, whether according to Rabbi Yosef, whether it's 8 or 9/12ths of a meal, but it's during that time, and Rabbi Yosef is Keref Ayin, but it's the end of Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShmashos, so it overlaps a little bit. Kamash Malan, Deshalim Bein HaShmashos Rabbi Yehuda, Vahadar Maschil Bein HaShmashos Rabbi Yosef. So it comes to teach us that, no, really, the Bein HaShmashos of Rabbi Yehuda ends, and after that end point, meaning after the Elyon and the Tachlon, the two skies are already dark, and Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShmashos are over, Rabbi Yossi's Keref Ayin happens just after that. And this is actually a source for the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, the famous Shita of, right, Shabbos ending later, but also maybe Shabbos starting later, of this Bein HaShmashos man, but can't possibly get into it now, but it's a big discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim, based on this, which indicates that Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShmashos is after Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShmashos, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda Maror Shmuel is teaching, that's the case. Amar Rabba Bar Chana. Rabba Bar Chana says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda le'inyan Shabbos, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi le'inyan Truma. That we follow Rabbi Yehuda le'inyan Shabbos, meaning that Bein HaShmashos starts from Shkia. We don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. We hold like Rabbi Yossi regarding Truma. So this is a little bit strange. Rabbi Shlomo halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda le'inyan Shabbos l'churma. It makes sense that we would hold like the stricter Shita of Rabbi Yehuda for Linyan Shabbos, because we want to be machmir, right? Shabbos is a deraisa. It's very important. It's very chashuv. We don't want to violate Shabbos chas v'shalom accidentally. So we're going to go by the earliest shita. We'll assume Shabbos starts at Bein HaShmashos, Shkia Sachama. Sorry. Well, Bein HaShmashos for sure, but Shkia Sachama. Aval Inyan Shruma, Mahi, but why would we? But what is this? What does it mean, inyan truma? Right? It can't. Like, what is this inyan truma? Right? Avala inyan truma mahi. What is it? What are we talking about? Ilema tefila. If you're going to tell me that it's, we're talking about tefila, that we hold like Rav Yossi, that you can tovel, that Kohanim can tovel, during Rabbi Yehuda's Beinish Mashos, let's say, meaning, so there's, it was already Shkiyas Achama, and it's already, it could be not only Shkiyas Achama, but the dark, the upper skies and the dark and lower skies are both dark already. And if they tovel then, they're allowed to eat truma that night. We're going to be so mekel. Sveikahu. Sorry, Sveikahi. It's a suffix. And this is a deraisa we're talking about. They have to tovel before they eat their truma. So why would we be makel in such a case? That can't be. So turning over the Amud, ela lechilas truma. No, we're talking about to the eating of the truma. Delo achli kohanim truma ad shalim bein shmoshes de Reb Yossi. That we say that they can't even eat the truma until even later than Rabbi Yehuda's Banish Mashos, until the Karef Ayin of Rabbi Yossi is done. So yes, they need to tovel before, just like Rabbi Yehuda said. They need to tovel before Rabbi Yehuda's man, but they can't even eat until after Rabbi Yossi's man. So we're really going the Chumrah both ways. I don't know where the Rav got to, so I'll just go a couple more lines. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel says, Kochavecha Yom Shnayim Bein Hashmashos Shlosha Laila. So another sign for you, aside from everything we said about the skies, another indication is that there's one star, it's still considered day. If there are two stars, that's considered Bein Hashmashos. If there are three stars, it is considered night. And Tani Nami Hachi, we also learned this in Brisa. Kochavecha Yom Shnayim Bein Hashmashos Shlosha Laila. Amar Rav Yossi, Lokochavim Gedolim Hanirin Bayom, Lokochavim Gatanim Shein Nirin Ela Balaila. We're not talking about large stars, which are even visible during the day, or we're not talking about small stars, which are like only visible at night. Ela Beinanim. We're talking about regular sized stars. These are the 1, 2, 3 stars that can tell you about this manim. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida, Ho'asa Malacha B'Shnei Bein Hashmashos, Chayiv Chatas Mimanoshach. Somebody who does a malacha during two Bein Hashmashos, meaning Bein Hashmashos on Friday and then Bein Hashmashos on Saturday. So, which we're, again, in general, we're machmir for, right? We don't end Shabbos at Shkia. We end at what we call it, Seis HaChavim, after Bein HaShmashos. So, somebody who does a malacha during this time, he brings a chatas. Now, really, during us, it's, right? If you bring during Bein HaShmashos, it should be a suffik. It's suffik yom, suffik laila. I'm not sure if you should bring, so you wouldn't bring a chatas based on that. Maybe an ashan toloi. But you wouldn't bring a carbon chatas if you're not sure if it's actually there or not. But he says, that if you do it both a malacha, both Bein Hashmashos on Friday and Bein Hashmashos on Saturday, so you bring it Mimanavshach. Because definitely for one of them you violated Shabbos. I'm not sure if you violated Shabbos on Friday Bein Hashmashos or Saturday Bein Hashmashos, but one of them is going to be Shabbos at least, and therefore you bring at least one Karban Chatas. Rashi just notes over here that it must be during the entire Bein Hashmashos that you did it, because it's possible that if you did it very early in Bein Hashmashos on Friday and very late in Bein Hashmashos on Saturday, it could be that you actually did not violate it, because, you know, it could be that Shabbos starts at the end of Bein Hashmashos on Friday and ends on the beginning of Bein Hashmashos. But if it's during the whole period of Bein Hashmashos Friday and Saturday, then you definitely violated and definitely have to bring a chatas. Amar le Rav l'shamei, Rav said to his attendant, Atun de lo kim l'chu b'shiyura d'rabanan adashimsha Aresh Dikli Atlu Shraga. He said, so he said, Rava said to his attendant, and you're not an expert when it comes to the Shirma of the Rabbanan, so what you should rather do is you should check out the head of, like the top of a dekel, a palm tree, and look at, and then you should do the candle at that point when you start, meaning based on where you see the sun, biyom hamu'unan, and sorry, the shimsha is the sun. Biyom hamu'unan, on a cloudy day, mai. So what should you do? So he gives him a different simon. Bemasa chazi tarnagola, bedabra orve. And if you're in the city, you should look at what the roosters are doing. And if you're in the field, you should look at what the ravens are doing. Basically, there's a certain way that they'll perch on top of buildings, only if it's daytime. Hayoshan al koros, mibaod yom, says Rashi, vechein orvin besada. So you look at these birds and see what they're doing. Inami, or another one is adaani. You could look at the adaani, esava karoi, that Rashi talks about. It's some sort of plant that leans towards the sun. So it starts off, you know, it faces the sun. When it rises, it's facing the east, and in the morning, in the daytime, it's facing up, and in the by sunset, it's facing the west. So you can follow this plant basically to also schedule out when the sun is, when it's Banish Mashos, and well, when it's day, when it's Banish Mashos, and when it's night.